share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Living in a shared space can be a tricky situation, for you'll never know what could trigger your housemates into war. One Malaysian girl learned this the hard way after a simple meal preparation turned in a situation involving the police. Vestine Wong took to her Facebook page to share how she was surprised by a slap and a rude scolding by her housemate after she had allegedly woken up the housemate by making food at 5 a.m. It all started with a plan to go hiking. To start off, I am currently living in a rental room with three housemates, a female housemate at the ground floor, outside the kitchen, and two male housemates at the upper floor. On the 6th of March, Sunday, I had planned on going hiking with friends and I went to the kitchen to prepare food at 5 a.m. However, in less than 10 minutes of being in the kitchen, my housemate who's living on the ground floor had walked out of her room and slapped me across the face. She wrote, "It turned out that the reason the housemate had slapped her was because she had been woken up. She also shouted at me with foul language and questioned why I did not carry my stove to the living room to cook. At that moment, I was shocked because I thought that was a common area, anyone could use it anytime, and it was my first time using the kitchen that early," she said, adding that she had double confirmed with her landlord that she could use the facilities at any time of day. When threatened with a police report, the housemate then told Vestine that she could get away with it by engaging with a lawyer and suing me because she has anxiety. Quote. So, if one of the tenants is hungry in the middle of the night and decide to make supper, does he or she have to get slapped in the face by the tenants living on the ground floor? She then followed through with her plan to make a police report, and the housemate had showed up at the police station with unlabeled medication, stating that it was for her anxiety. When the sergeant asked if she had a card to validate her mental illness, she said it was just mild anxiety and that there's no card to verify her mental illness. Quote. Regardless of anything at all, one can't just simply slap someone else and cover it up with mild anxiety. PDRM officers then demanded the housemate apologize to Vestine. So she did, by saying, "I am willing to apologize, but for you to acknowledge my apology is another story. Yes, I'm wrong, but she's also not considerate at all. Quote. To be honest, I don't acknowledge it at all, and it was still one of the most insincere apologies I've encountered," she added. In the end, Vestine had to walk away from the mediation, as the housemate refused to back down. "I can't believe it's 2022 and this kind of thing still happens. I understand that I may need to be considerate, which was why I had informed her the night before that I'll be using the kitchen. And not to mention, it was my first time cooking at 5 a.m. and that she chose to stay in the room in front of the kitchen from the very beginning. Currently, I'm still living in the same house because this is the last month of our tenancy in this house. I'm still living in fear, hoping that she won't hurt me," she said. This incident took place in Bundar Utama, Petaling Jaya. Vestine has since shared with World of Buzz that she is fine now and that she is getting over the situation. While it is understandable that not everyone would be okay with being woken up early in the morning, but resulting to violence should never be the answer. We genuinely hope that Vestine feels better and that the housemate will consider talking things out in future situations. You can check out Vestine's post here. Had a similar experience? Do feel free to share in the comment section. Also read. Watch. KL condo unit on the 19th floor floods after rainwater gushes through balcony pipe. Source. Vestine Wong source. Vestine Wong source. Vestine Wong. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.